My name is John Walden. I'd like to share a little something with you from the Old Testament. Did you ever notice how the Old Testament ends? It ends with these words, "Lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." Isn't that an awful ending? I'm so glad that I have a New Testament. I'd hate to think that the last word that God had to say to us was the word curse. But of course, if you understand the Old Testament, if you know the failure of the people under law, and the word testament is the same as the word covenant, an agreement, the old covenant, the old agreement under the law broke down because the people broke down, because the people were not able to live up to it. Now, the law was never given to save anybody. The law was given to show man his need of Christ. And the Savior came to establish the New Testament, or the New Covenant, the New Agreement, in His own blood. We would expect the Old Testament to end in a curse when we remember that sin came in the Garden of Eden, and then when man was tried under various ways, under the patriarchs, under God's dealing with them, under the law especially. Man sinned against God, turned against the Lord repeatedly. When he carried the chosen race of Israel away into captivity and then restored them, the restoration prophets pleaded with them not to make the same mistakes their fathers had made, but they turned away from him. And the book of Malachi is just filled with rebellion. And so he says, "I'm going to send Elijah the prophet." Meaning, of course, "I'm going to send John the Baptist." That prophecy was fulfilled in his coming. And he's going to do this in order to turn the people back to himself and back to each other, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. But have you noticed how the New Testament ends? In the last chapter in our Bible, we read, "There shall be no more curse." Isn't that wonderful? The Old Testament ended with a curse. Why did not the New Testament end with a curse? Why, because the New Testament reveals to us the love of God in giving His Son to be our Savior. It tells us how Christ took our place on the cross, died for us, and rose again. It tells us how redemption has been brought in, how the Holy Spirit has come into the world to convict men of sin and to lead them to put their trust in Christ. It tells us of the great work of the Lord in the church age, gathering a people out of both Jews and Gentiles to form the church. It tells us of God's plan for the future, and when He's finally going to put His Son on the throne. And then it tells us that when the Lord at last is on His throne, and His people are gathered round Himself, there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. And so the last verse in the New Testament and in our Bible says, "The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen." Oh, my dear friends, why should you be under the curse of God? Now it is written, "Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things that are written in the book of the law to do them." If you attempt to get to heaven by keeping the law, you automatically put yourself under a curse. But we read, the Lord Jesus Himself was made a curse for us, for it is written, "Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." That's in the third chapter of Galatians. So our Lord Jesus bore the curse, just as the curse of the thorns and thistles was placed on this earth at the sin of man. The Lord Jesus took that curse away when He wore the crown of thorns for us. And when you receive Christ as your Savior, the curse is removed, and the blessing of God can rest upon you. It's not God's will to see anyone lost. The Lord would have all men to be saved, and the Lord is offering you salvation. And those of us who have received Him rejoice that we're brought in under the blessings of our Savior. Father, we thank Thee for Thy Son. We thank Thee that He loved us and died for us, and that He lives to bless us. And we pray for this blessing on all who are listening just now, salvation for the lost, and thy care and kindness to thy children. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.